When managing up, one of the things that does become difficult is to be able to show a tremendous amount of deference while also showing a tremendous amount of strength. That is a hard line to walk, especially when you're managing up and you throw in the added benefit or emotional component of you happen to be really frustrated with this person, right? Which happens a lot, right? When we're managing up. We've all been through that if we're not going through it constantly. And when we are actively upset before we walk in the room, this balance of deference and strength can be very, very hard to manage for ourselves personally. And so I'll go into it a little bit with, first of all, mindset-wise, the best way to combat it is genuine curiosity, right? And I realize I'm stepping on Troy's toes a little bit here because he focuses on mindset and the caviar class, and that's technically what the C in caviar stands for. But the reality is that's a great way to combat anger. And what I will also add to that is our inner voice tends to betray our outer voice. And if our inner voice is going like, I wish I was the boss because I'd be able to run this so much better, or I can't believe that you are the head of the organization and you've made this many mistakes and you have this much problem managing individuals, namely me, and you carry all that mentally with you into the conversation, it's gonna come out in your tone of voice. Whether consciously or subconsciously, and in this case, it's gonna be a subconscious thing, that attitude is gonna come across whether we like it or not. And so our mental attitude, how we've mentally prepared ourselves, is going to have a direct effect on how people react to us and how we sound to them, whether we like it or not. And so some of this understanding how to play the line between deference and strength is really focused on getting our minds right before we go in the room. And how do we show deference and strength? Well, one way to show deference, And this is, I think this works probably in any case, specifically probably more so with an assertive type. But you come at the problem as if I'm worried this is going to hurt us. I'm concerned that this is going to cause long-term problems for everyone. For all intents and purposes, when you present things that way, especially as managing up, you're also actively injecting fear of loss into the conversation without being threatening or challenging. Because if you're as important as you are and your job is to execute and get things done, and you come to your boss and you say, I'm worried, fear of loss is instantly going to start factoring into their thought process, which is great for us. Because number one, now the wheels are actually spinning. And number two, they're going to be open to additional thoughts. You're worried, you're my right hand. Brandon, you're my right hand, right? Josh, you're the right side of my body. If you're worried about this, then I need, what else you got to say, right? What are your additional thoughts? And then on the strength side, we can easily show strength through, you know, we talked about with Brandon giving options specifically through like a no-oriented question or a thought-shaping question. And then if we get to a point where you almost want to say, how am I supposed to do that? Which, by the way, when it comes to managing up in an organization, I would probably suggest throwing how am I supposed to do that out the window completely. Instead, replace it with verbally identifying a driving dynamic behind what they said. So it seems like you're hell-bent on making sure we do it like that. Well, maybe not so much hell-bent, but I think this is probably it. Seems like you might not want to explore other alternatives. Well, Julie, you're my right hand. I mean, if you got additional suggestion, I'd love to hear what it is. Now they're actively incorporating us through injecting fear of loss, through identifying a driving dynamic, and then naturally wanting to hear our point of view simply from, sounds like you don't want to hear anything else, right? Which would qualify as a mislabel, right? And so you've injected fear of loss, you've identified a driving dynamic, and then you've broached correction from their side that benefits you directly. Sounds like you don't want to hear more. You're damn right I want to hear more. Julie, tell me what you got. You know, Veepin, what do you got? Tell me. Now they're actively incorporating and they got their ears wide open. That's a great way to play the line between deference and strength. It's hard, right? It's much easier said than done. But then at the same time, you're subordinating yourself. You're protecting their autonomy. And you're respecting who they are as an authoritative figure in the organization all at the same time.